What a night, Robin. And the big question today, what will happen to the Republican Party if Donald Trump is the nominee? That's the question being asked after Trump's victories in primary races in Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Massachusetts, Tennessee, Vermont, and Virginia. Let's bring in Henry Barber, who's a member of the Republican National Committee and a GOP strategist. He's supporting Marco Rubio. Welcome.
Thanks, Jeremy. It's my pleasure.
Well, what do you make of what happened last night?
Well, you know, we've taken another step into this long process of how we elect presidents, and we have now allocated some 728 delegates, and there's about 2,400 and change. It takes 1,237 to win, and that's a bunch of numbers, but these numbers matter. It's not just about states. But it's about who can get to 1,237 delegates. And you know, over in the Rubio world, you know, we won enough delegates that we're able to stay within striking range of Donald Trump.
Well, how would he do that, though? How would Rubio be within striking range of Donald Trump? Where is he going to win if he can't win in some of the states that – Trump won yesterday, a state like Tennessee, a state like Virginia even. Where is he going to win?
Well, okay, but let me – Virginia is a good example. So in Virginia, Donald Trump won a narrow victory over Marco Rubio, 35% to 32%. But – and that sounds like, oh, man, that's great. Boy, big victory for Trump there. But Trump got 17 delegates. Rubio got 16 delegates.
But Trump's got twice as many delegates as Rubio right now, total.
At this point, Trump has something a little over 300 delegates. Rubio's got, looks like, about 110 delegates, you know, by our numbers. So, you know, I'm not saying that Trump doesn't have an advantage. Don't get me wrong. But understand this. We 595 delegates allocated yesterday. Trump's going to get, you know, maybe 250 or thereabout, certainly. Less than half. He's getting about a third of the vote, you know, depending on the state, sometimes a little more, sometimes a little less. The point is, you know, probably about two-thirds of Republican voters are voting against Donald Trump, want somebody else. The field is a bit broken up. So,
would you vote for Donald Trump, though, if he's the nominee of the party?
You know, I have consistently said that I'm going to support our nominee. I will tell you, Jeremy, when one of our candidates seems to be sending a message to Southerners, people from where I'm from, Mississippi, about the Ku Klux Klan, that gives me great pause. And they're going to have they got a lot of explaining to do because you
but
know,
you
we're
wouldn't
the party
say
of
right
Lincoln.
Now that you won't support him if he's the nominee based on all that.
You know, it's a real problem for me. I would really struggle with it. And Jeremy, I'm giving you a candid answer. My expectation has been that I would support the Republican nominee, but I can't support somebody who will divide the country by race. Unacceptable to me, and I think unacceptable to most Americans. And so it would make it very hard for me. But I can tell you this, I won't be voting for Hillary Clinton. That's for certain. I mean, you know, she
but
would,
you might not be voting for Donald Trump, you're saying, if he gets the nomination.
As of today, it would be very hard for me to vote for Donald Trump. And the Ku Klux Klan thing is a big part of it. I'm pro-life. He, you know, in my opinion, he funded abortions by giving money to Planned Parenthood. That's a real problem for me. You know, he can argue that, you know, he's now pro-life, and maybe he is. But, you know, he says a lot of things.
So when people hear you say that, though, and other people saying very similar things, people part of the more establishment wing of the party, The thing that I'm hearing today in a lot of places is the Democrats are falling in line, the Republicans are falling apart. Do you see the party breaking up over this if Donald Trump becomes the nominee?
Well, look, I co-authored the Growth and Opportunity Report after the 2012 election, after we pretty well got our heads handed to us by Barack Obama, and what I'm worried about is the future of the country. That matters a lot more to me than the future of the party. We've got to have good people who go to Washington for the right reasons, and I think try to bring people together, try to work out conservative, in my opinion, conservative solutions that are good for all Americans, for working folks, for families, and for young folks, for minorities. And that's why I'm supporting Rubio. And I think that's why somebody like Marco Rubio can bring Americans together to get the country back on the right track.
So the other question I have is, how would somebody like Marco Rubio, let's say that he manages to become the nominee of the Republican Party, how is he going to get all of these new voters that Donald Trump is appealing to? And I've been out talking to people in South Carolina and New Hampshire and Tennessee, and there are people who are really inspired by what he's saying, make America great again. They believe that he's going to help them, and they've been left out, and that he's the one who's paying attention to them.
Right. Well, it's interesting. There's a lot Republicans can learn from Donald Trump in this campaign about how to communicate, how to connect with folks, how to reach out to the working folks in this country who really are the backbone of this country. And there's a lot we can learn that's good, but there's also a lot we can learn that's bad. And I think if you look at of the two-thirds of voters who don't want Donald Trump, many more of them see Marco Rubio as their second choice than they do Ted Cruz. And that's problematic for Ted Cruz going forward. And it would be problematic for him at a contested convention in Cleveland.
That's Henry Barber, a Republican strategist and a member of the Republican National Committee, joining us from Jackson, Mississippi. Henry Barber, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy. A lot of fun.